Great moments in history. 2020. Canadian professional wrestling legend Rocky Soul Man Johnson died at the age of 75. Now, if his name rings a bell, that's because his son is even more famous. We're talking about Dwayne The Rock Johnson, now one of the hottest stars in Hollywood. Now, Rocky Johnson was born in Amherst, Nova Scotia, made his pro wrestling debut in Southern Ontario. He was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. Well, there is such a thing? 2008. Huh, who knew? 2015, U.S.-based retail giant Target Corp. said it would close all 133 money-losing Canadian stores just 2 years after its much-anticipated launch, affecting 17,600 employees. The company cited profitability wasn't likely until at least 2021. Well, if you'd made the stores more like your American stores, it would... Anyway, 2009. Do you remember this? A U.S. Airways jetliner crash-landed in the Hudson River after colliding with a flock of Canada geese minutes after taking off from New York City's LaGuardia Airport. All 155 people on board survived. It was dubbed the Miracle on the Hudson, and pilot Chelsea Sully Sullenberger hailed as a hero. Yeah, I know, eh? That Tom Hanks movie's pretty good, too. Football. 1967, the Green Bay Packers beat the Kansas City Chiefs 35-10 in Los Angeles in the first game between the National Football League and the American Football League champions. Title game was officially named the Super Bowl a few years later. How are Dallas Cowboy fans doing this morning? Too soon? Okay. 1950, a Royal Canadian Air Force crew arrived in Halifax from Vancouver, ending a record-setting flight on a four-engine North Star. 8 hours, 25 minutes. The fastest nonstop coast-to-coast flight in Canadian aviation history. Okay. Now we have delays that long in the runway. 1947, the mutilated remains of Elizabeth Short, the 22-year-old aspiring actress nicknamed the Black Dahlia, was found in a vacant Los Angeles lot. Her murder remains unsolved. 1943, work was completed on the Pentagon, headquarters of the U.S. Defense Department, built in Washington in the suburb of Arlington, Virginia, in 16 months at a cost of $83 billion. 1929, U.S. civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was born in Atlanta. Of course, it's Martin Luther King Day in the States. Stat, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, was assassinated in Memphis in 68. 1919, because you can't make this stuff up, the Great Boston Molasses Flood killed 21 people, injured 150. A tank at a distillery burst open, sending a two-story-high wave of raw black molasses into a North End neighborhood. The 2 million gallons of molasses originally destined for rum also crumbled buildings and collapsed an elevated train track. Boston smelled like molasses for weeks. Jeez. 1827. To test the resistance of an asbestos suit, a volunteer in Paris walked into a huge oven holding a raw steak. He emerged a few minutes later in good health. Sadly, the steak was overcooked. That's legit, I'm telling you. And in 1759, the British Museum opened in London. Today, that museum, which is free to visitors, houses more than 7 million objects representing many cultures. There you go. Now, don't you feel smarter now? News, weather, sports, all coming up after Bailey Zimmerman and Religiously.